Country Bob FM.
We have another contender for our Thin Ice PSA slogan.
Okay.
If the ice is thin, reel it in. That's a good one, too. Thank you for the text here today. It is the Bob Almanac, and we're giving away a prize at the end. I'm not totally sure what the prize is. This is something Neil came up with. What's the prize? What do we got?
Our friend Tom over at La Music Room in, La Music Room St. Michael is having a Merle Haggard tribute show. It's called Merle and More with Bobby Vandell. He sings Haggard and More, La Music Room, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. And we've got a couple of pairs of tickets, and there are still some tickets to be had. If you're a Merle fan, this is something you're going to want to check out. But Almanac quiz for two pairs, so we'll take two winners.
Today is Thursday, November 14th, 318th day of the year, 47 days left to go. This is history, folks. You know, there are actually some people walking the streets and walking this earth who think the only history that matters is the history that has been going on since they were born. Can you believe that?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we go way back. We're going to start today at 1889. New York World reporter Nellie Bly. Ooh, that wasn't her real name. Real name was Elizabeth Cochran, but okay. Nellie Bly was her nom de plume.
Okay.
So she begins her attempt to surpass the journey, the fictitious journey of Jules Verne's Phileas Fogg, traveling around the world in 80 days. That was the Jules Verne book.
Huh.
Did she do it, Neil? Under 80 days?
I don't think so.
72 days and 6 hours. So my question is, what did Phileas do for those other 7 days and 18 hours?
He got stuck in a pub somewhere.
Well, yeah, he's doing something.
Right on.
So that was the date, 1889. 1908, Albert Einstein's quantum theory of light was presented. The speed of light. And, of course, without that, we wouldn't have had the show Quantum Leap.
Right.
1908. 1947, Jake LaMotta, also known as Raging Bull, was knocked out for the first time in his boxing career by a guy by the name of Bill Fox.
Ooh.
That was the state in 1947. That's a pretty good movie with De Niro.
Yes, it is.
That Raging Bull movie. 1970, this was in the news.
Good evening. A charter jet carrying the Marshall University football team home to West Virginia crashed as it tried to land at the Huntington Airport. All 75 persons aboard were killed. Mm. It was the worst plane crash in the United States this year.
Think of that. A whole football team. Marshall University, the Thundering Herd, wiped out DC-9 air crash. You think about that with all the teams traveling and, bus or there was that bus accident, what was it now, 2 years ago with the hockey team?
Right.
Junior hockey team from Humboldt, the Humboldt Broncos. That was the state, 1970. 1972, Blue Ribbon Sports became Nike. Nike is the Greek goddess of victory. Oh. That's where we get that name from. Where the swoosh comes from, I don't know. Where the swoosh comes from, I don't know if somebody just spilled some ink and, oh, that looks like a good-looking logo. We'll go with that.
Probably.
But, we didn't have enough money to own Nike shoes. We had the ones from Ward's that had the three stripes on them. You know, you could get them in like 15 colors, and we had the three stripes on them.
Yeah.
My friends were coming to school with Nikes, and we had those. And, well, we were still proud, though.
Right. We wore them proudly.
We were proud. I didn't get my first. I don't think I bought a Nike shoe until I was an adult after high school.
I finally bought
them. You know, get your Air Jordans. I don't know if I ever had Air Jordans. I think I at one time had Ernest Zigmazabo's Air Jordans.
Well,
because my brother was a manager for the Gopher basketball team, and he brought home. You remember Ernest Zigmazabo, don't you?
Yes.
So that was in 72. Nike.
I have Pro Keds.
Pro Keds is good.
Yeah.
Or Tiger Asics or Puma.
Yeah.
1978, the new Hollywood sign in California was dedicated during a ceremony that aired on network TV. Funny, I couldn't find any clips of it. It was on network TV, and usually everything is preserved these days. I couldn't find it.
Huh.
Each letter of the new sign, it had become quite decrepit. It was run down. You know, it was originally for real estate, like from the 30s or 40s or whatever it was. $27,000, and they put in new footings and good foundation, and it's pretty historic. 1978. 1988 on television.
They replaced Arvin with you. You're Miles Silverberg?
Yes, Miles Silverberg. And let me just say what a big fan I am.
You know who the Shirelles are.
Excuse me?
The Shirelles? The Ronettes? The Delphonics?
It's only my second day.
That was the first episode of Murphy Brown here on this date.
Who was that guy?
The guy who played Miles Silverberg? Yeah. I can't remember what his name was.
The
real actor's name.
Voice, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. 1988. In 98...
The unlikely relationship between Carmen and Dennis looked to many like a three-ring circus act. The highlight of the show came in November 1999 when the dancer and her worm tied the knot in an impromptu ceremony at a walk-in wedding chapel in Vegas.
That was this date, 1998. Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra got married. Rodman...
They said it couldn't last.
It lasted until April, but they really weren't even together that long.
Nine days.
They had full, yeah, but they didn't get divorced until
it was
9 days, but they didn't get divorced until April of the year after.
Okay.
They tried to make it work. They appeared on television. It just, I don't know, it'd be tough to be married to Dennis Rodman.
I would think so.
But it could be tough to be married to Carmen Electra, too.
Right.
So 2018, this was a year ago.
Stunning accusations from several young women accusing three male professors at Dartmouth of turning their department into a 21st century animal house, they say, calling it a predator's club. ABC's Lindsay Davis with what the women say they were pressured to do.
We don't have time for Lindsay Davis's report. All they wanted was an education. Right?
Yeah. They got more than they bargained for.
So that was this date a year ago. We have birthdays now, and of course, we're giving away some tickets. Tickets to the big Merle Haggard tribute show.
Yep, tomorrow night.
The Music Room. Okay, very good. Listen here for some kind of a topic that might be good fodder for a quiz question here today on an Almanac Quiz. Birthdays now.
I'm gonna use this arm.
Just use your arm.
It's a good arm length.
Oh, okay, Houston, I see what you're getting at. Hold on. Okay, Jack, tear that piece of tape down the middle lengthwise.
All right.
Hold on, Houston.
Good thing they had duct tape there on Apollo 13.
You don't leave home without duct tape.
Fred Hayes, the astronaut, he was... portrayed by Bill Paxton.
Sure.
Or is it Bill Pullman? One of those two.
I think it was Paxton one. Yeah.
It's the joke, you know, the Pullman-Paxton thing. Apollo 13, Fred Hayes still with us. He's 86 today. Nice. Prince Charles is 71. He's going, come on, Mom. I want to be king. Right. She just keeps living and living and living. What you want your mom to live as long as possible.
Right.
But every day she lives longer, she lives to be 120.
Right.
Prince Charles probably not going to be king. Prince Charles, 71 here today. We have an actor, voice actor. He was the voice of Piglet in the Winnie the Pooh specials and movies. And he also did this voice.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yes.
I really enjoy talking to people.
Phil Barron is 70 today. Any of your boys have a Teddy Ruxpin? They probably wanted one and Santa didn't bring it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The talking bear, Teddy Ruxpin. Oh, that's right. That was your kind of out of it stage, probably in the early 1980s. Right. Still trying to find yourself and going on sabbaticals with monks, traveling to the mountains, looking for guidance. But everybody else listening knows Teddy Ruxpin is. And what other show is going to have the voice of Teddy Ruxpin on? Only the Bob Almanac.
That's pretty impressive.
Only the Bob Almanac. 70 for Phil Barron here today.
The best of times. I'm alone with you.
Guitar player, the one with the long hair, but the taller guy with long hair, James Young.
I know this.
J.Y. Young. Harmonizing with Tommy Shaw and Dennis DeYoung. So he's 71 today.
From Styx.
From Styx, exactly.
And on, she just keeps on trying.
I love this tune.
This is Yacht Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
It feels like crying on and on.
He puts on Sinatra and starts to cry, throws up his heart and sees where it's going to land. It's Stephen Bishop. He sang a song,
that was a big hit.
It Might Be You, which was on the Tootsie soundtrack, too. Okay. You might be familiar with that. Stephen Bishop today, he is 68. Condoleezza Rice is 65. Mm-hmm. She became one of the first women to be a member at Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. Yes.
Condoleezza Rice, a former Secretary of State, she is 65 today. Do you hear the French horns in there? I know you got a good ear for a French horn.
We both do.
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No. I just pretended so I could be with my buddies in band. If it would have been the kazoo. This is Yanni. And you haven't seen Yanni until you've seen Yanni at the Acropolis.
I may never see Yanni.
Yanni is 65 today. D.B. Sweeney.
Joe, were you in on it?
What's the story?
Hey, Joe. Come on, who is the big cheese? Who did all the brain work?
Joe, why'd you wait so long to spill it, Joe?
Hard guy.
What's that?
He's a sweet, he's a hard guy.
Joe! Say it ain't so, Joe.
He was Joe Jackson from Eight Men Out, D.B. Sweeney. Don't be confused with D.B. Cooper. D.B.
Right.
Sweeney never jumped out of a plane with a lot of money.
Well,
58 here today.
Never heard from you.
Allie got her hand caught in the VCR. And to make matters worse, Hannah's in her crib crying.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. It's normal to cry when you realize you're smarter than your mom.
That's Laura San Giacomo.
I liked her in Quigley Down Under.
She was good in that, and that's the television show Just Shoot Me.
That was a pretty good show.
Which was an underrated show, I thought.
I did too.
57 today. Our rapper of the day is one of the pioneering rappers. He was Run of Run DMC, Reverend Run, Joseph Simmons, 55.
Dump me for some idiotic TV pitch man.
I'm sorry, Putty. It was a mistake. So let's just put it behind us and we can continue as if this never happened.
Jace, I don't know. What if we're out somewhere and you see the Maytag repairman?
He was Putty on Seinfeld, Patrick Warburton. He's been the voice of Smokey the Bear.
Sure.
He was also on Rules of Engagement. Neil has no clue who he is. 55 today.
Do.
Okay,
I
good.
I was
kind of reading the room there a little bit.
First riddle. I can fill a room or just one heart. Others can have me, but I can't be shared. What am I?
Twinkies. Corey Michael Smith is 33 today. Played the Riddler on the show Gotham. And, of course, the Riddler's real name, as you know, is... Ednigma.
Yeah.
Ednigma. Yep. Edward Nigma. Corey Michael Smith, 33.
I was disappointed you didn't mention Frank Gorshin when you were talking about outstanding...
Well, he's the better Riddler.
Impressionist yesterday. I think that was during
well,
the...
Well, I only had
hour.
5 seconds on that ramp of the song. I
couldn't
name
could
all
be.
The impressionists that I know.
Gone but not forgotten. He gave us a steamboat, for crying out loud. Inventor Robert Fulton, we all remember him. From our history book, 1765.
You know what? You never asked me what audio I have for you, so I'll ring a bell. I'll ding before
okay.
you go into
and
it.
I got
into it.
I went through the list. I kind of got a feel for what
you
might
probably
be happening.
Do. Yeah.
Former First Lady Mamie Eisenhower was married to Dwight Ike Eisenhower, 1896. What about Emmy Award-winning television? Producer Sherwood Schwartz.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
It's TV theme time.
And they knew that it was much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family.
Nobody could write a TV theme that tells a story better than Sherwood Schwartz.
No doubt.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
He gave us the Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island, and the list goes on and on. He was also won an Emmy for writing on The Red Skelton Show. Sherwood Schwartz, born on this day, 1916. Actress Veronica Lake, 1919. What about Brian Keith?
Sir, it's absolutely imperative that I
haven't got time now, Frank. The plane's going to leave at 4:30. Mr. Gaynor's waiting downstairs.
This will all work itself out when I get back from Peru. I'll just leave the essentials to you. Goodbye, kids. Bye-bye.
Mr. French. I always love to have the essentials left to him.
They kind of just called him French there. We prefer Mr. French out of him. But
yeah.
Brian Keith was the patriarch of the family affair family there. And there he is, born on this day, 1921. You have to, just because we like the name, former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Ghali. He liked Boutros so much he used it twice, for crying out loud, 1922. What about McLean Stevenson?
Oh, everything's fine, sir. Well, not actually fine. Actually terrible rather than fine. But I mean, everything was really fine before it got terrible.
As only he can. He was great on MASH. McLean Stevenson, 1927. And we better end it right there because they're all gone,
but not forgotten. Here is the quiz for the Merle Haggard tribute show, Lay Music Room. And what night is that?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, very good. Same night as the Medina thing. So if you can't go to Blackhawk,
go to Merle Haggard.
So because tickets are going fast for that one, and we want you to go to the Lay Music Room too because it's gonna be a good show. What's the guy's name?
Bobby Vandell. Does Merle and More.
Wow, that'll be fun. So here are the tickets, a pair of them. Here's the question. There was a man whose birthday today, who's 70 today. He did the voice of a certain toy from the 80s. Neil didn't know what that toy was. What toy was that?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you worked in retail. When were you working in retail at Target in the toy department?
That would have been 84.
I think this 83? Toy was out at that time.
Okay.
It's possible that maybe you didn't carry it because you guys were against toys.
We were all Cabbage Patch
kids. You had a moratorium
on
talking toys. You wouldn't allow them at your particular Target store. So what was that toy? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer wins the tickets to the Merle Tribute at Lay Music Room on Friday. Would you like to start your long stretch of music, which also starts a no-repeat workday with Vince Gill, What the Cowgirls Do,
mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Jr., All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight, or Don Williams, Heartbeat in the Darkness?
I'm going to go the Gentle Giant.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.